My wife bought a relatively inexpensive rain jacket. She liked it so much, she bought another one for her sister. Are we following? Pretty easy to follow so far. Right. Well, I just want to make sure we're paying attention. Mm-hmm. My wife bought a relatively inexpensive rain jacket. She liked it so much, she bought another one for her sister. It wasn't a special occasion. She just gave her a gift. That's fine. Her sister returned it promptly to the retailer, and a credit was issued to my wife's credit card. Now, her sister says we owe her the cost of the jacket and should send her money in that amount.
And the sister is named Elliot.
My wife wants to do it in order to keep the peace.
Okay, so is it a pretty... Was she treating the jacket like an olive branch? Is there some stress in the family?
No, no,
is
no,
it a strained
not at all.
Relationship?
No, I don't see it that way. I just think it's probably one of those cases where you're never... Oh, so I brought it back. You got me a gift. Mm-hmm. I didn't really want it, so I brought it back. Now, you get the money and I don't get a gift? Like, what's the point? So I don't know that if it's a strained relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I get it. Raincoat isn't the best gift in the world. I don't own a raincoat. I probably will never buy a raincoat. Like, unless I get a job where I have to wear, like, a suit and I'm, like, in an office at, like, a hedge fund or something. I don't ever see myself owning a rain jacket.
But if you really didn't want it, wouldn't you, like, would she have had to have returned it to a physical store?
I'm telling you, I just read it.
In exchange it for something that you want instead of asking for the cash equivalent.
you've used two of his favorite words.
Yeah.
But I get where the sister's coming from.
What, wanting to just do it and just sort of move on from it?
I would never pay her.
Which sister?
The one who returned it.
Oh, I thought
yeah,
you
no,
the
I kind of
like,
get. No. I kind of get where she's coming from. Of like, this isn't a gift that I would really want. So I brought it back. And maybe she didn't know. Like, maybe she got there thinking like, oh, well, I'll turn this in and they'll just give me money back or a credit. And they were like, no, we got to refund it to the credit card. And then you're like, oh, well, that sucks because now I'm not getting anything. Because in your mind, you thought you were getting something.
Yeah.
And again, it's a sibling where you would just go, can you believe this? I didn't get anything. You got the money back. Give me the money.
Do you contact them? Because I can understand maybe you've misinterpreted.
Is that common, by the way?
Like you sort of misread or misjudged what was going to happen with the return.
Yeah.
So do you reach out originally just to tell the person, hey, heads up, I didn't keep that jacket. I know you loved it, and that's why you bought me another one, but you're going to see money on your car. Wouldn't you want to get ahead of that?
Oh, once I found out that it was going back?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do then. I have no idea what I would do. Because I'm not telling somebody, like if somebody got me a gift, listen, I've received gifts that I don't like. I'm sorry, everybody has.
Yeah, but you made it seem like
you've never gotten a running list. Say again?
You made it seem like you have a running list.
No. And I'm a good gift receiver.
Oh, no, you're actually the worst in the world.
Not true. I like getting gifts.
Well, of course everybody likes to get them.
Well, actually, I was reminded of one yesterday that you got because you were talking about all of the cherry blossom merch that the Caps are going to wear and release. And we'll be giving away some of it next week. But there's a few flowers on it. So when you brought it up yesterday, I pictured the Bob Saget sweatshirt Diane got you.
No, I like that gift. I love that gift. No, I do. I just have to find the right reason. No. No, please don't confuse.
Okay.
I have to find the right reason to wear it. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like the first time I'm going to wear the Bob Saget sweatshirt is going to be like, oh, hey, Jack, you want to go to a movie? And I'm going to wear the Bob Saget sweatshirt.
No, I swore I wore it in Canada.
No, you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like that has to be worn for something special for the first time. Mm-hmm. That's all. I love that. I know exactly where it is. Mm-hmm. It's in a stack on the floor in my closet.
On the floor.
Well, that's where I keep that special stack.
Yeah.
But no, I'm a good gift receiver. But everybody's received a gift that they don't like.
Of course.
But I don't think I would ever return it. Like, I think the only time that...
Wait. You've never returned or exchanged a gift?
No.
Is that why, like...
I've thrown them out.
Well,
throw them out? You don't even donate?
Well, that's what I meant.
Okay. That's what I meant until I got caught.
Yeah, no, I'll throw them out. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't donate everything.
He donates like he tithes.
No, if I get a gift that I don't like, I throw it out. Or Jackie will, like, if I throw it in the garage, Jackie will take it to, like, Goodwill or something.
Wow.
Okay, can you stop giving me that look?
That explains, like, a lot of times, because Diane's sweatshirt she got you, that's like the John Mayer designed one, right?
It's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
But there's been other pieces of apparel you've been giving in the years, and, like, you never seen it worn by you. And I just assume...
I'll tell you, no, I already know which one you're referencing. I already know which one you're referencing.
This will be great, because I guarantee it's not that one. So then there'll be three items we've come up with in 2 seconds that he hasn't worn.
And I wear it, but I won't wear it to work. Are you talking about my Pete LeCocq sweatshirt?
Nope.
Oh, because I wear that one. Nope. No, that one I wear out. I don't feel like I can wear that.
You know, nice dinners.
No, you know what? And the one that I had on, I'll tell Kristen this. I had the NADS t-shirt on the other day. No, I did. And I had it on in the morning. I was going to wear it to work. And in my head, I'm like, and it's got the two pucks and it looks like a great big prick across the front. And in my head, I'm like, there's going to be some Karen that's going to go to Alice and be like, he wearing a big penis on his shirt. Yeah.
So Elliot had a shirt on before coming here
right. That
he decided better of.
Yes.
You get here at 2:30 in the morning. When did you have a shirt on before you left for work?
At home when I was getting dressed.
Oh, because you said you had it on.
Oh, no, I was getting dressed.
You tried it on.
Yeah, no.
Or you put it on.
Yeah, no, I was getting dressed and I saw it in the mirror and I was like, somebody, some tightwad at the office is going to get all pissy about it.
That's why you have to reserve Gladiator Beaver only for
appearances,
show outings.
I'll wear that out, but you can't wear that to work. No, honestly, because there's somebody out there trying to trip up a lawsuit.
Right, I've thought of two more pieces of clothing.
Which one?
You also have a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl sweatshirt.
I've worn it. Where am I going to wear it in here?
I wear a sweatshirt every day.
Yeah.
I wore a sweatshirt today because I'm traveling. I never wear sweatshirts.
You also, and this goes back. I mean, now it's almost pointless.
By the way, this isn't even about me.
No, but you made it about you when you said, I just throw out gifts I don't want.
Well, no, but because I wouldn't, I'm not going to return that.
What, the Chiefs and the Royal sweatshirts?
No, but I wear both of them.
We've just never seen them.
Okay. Well, have I seen everything in your closet?
No.
No, thank you.
You've definitely seen me wear gifts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know that I had to wear a gift to prove that I have it. Oh, you know what? I'll wear both sweatshirts in on Monday.
That's probably the most shocking thing about your UGG boots.
What's that?
That you're actually wearing.
Oh, I wear them all the time. They're very comfortable. Mm-hmm. What's the other one?
This goes back.
Oh, here we go.
I never saw you wear it after I got it for you.
What's that?
When Kiss did all the Major League Baseball teams.
Kiss Yankees t-shirt. I wore it last weekend.
But you just never wear it in here?
Say because
that's a short sleeve.
It is.
And I hear you never wear sweatshirts in here.
I wore it just last weekend. It's okay. In my stack of Yankees t-shirts. No, it is. I've got the no, Krista got me an Aaron Judge t-shirt. I've worn that. I just haven't worn it in here. Yeah. Diane's got me a Garrett Cole. I've worn that. I just haven't. But by the way, I didn't know that everybody's keeping a journal about what I wear. Here, today I have on shorts. I wore these yesterday. I've worn these for 6 months. And if you're keeping track, these are my striped underwear.
Oh, I hate that pair.
Those are on. This is my Elliot in the Morning sweatshirt. It's the only sweatshirt I have that has a thumb hole and now a blood stain. Damn it, I have to wear this to dinner tonight. Oh, well.
Oh, it's my good sweatshirt.
No, but I don't think I've ever... But let's pretend I hated every one of those things that everybody has got me. I would never return them. I would never return them.
Wow.
No, to me, that's rude. Well, I should say rude.
As opposed to throwing them out?
The...
At least give it to Goodwill or Salvation Army, somebody who's going to use it. Or just give it away. Don't you hand stuff down to your kids all the time?
You think my kid cares at all about walking around in a Pete LeCocq Kansas City Royal sweatshirt from 40 years ago?
I'm just saying, you'd be surprised what they'd be like, oh, cool, that's vintage.
Oh, hey, what's up, Knoxville? Check out my Pete LeCocq. He's not going to wear that.
What did you see your son wearing? And he stole it from you.
Oh,
and
I can't even remember.
It was vintage.
Yeah, and it pissed me off. Yeah, he stole something. Oh, I can't remember what it was.
Was it PLJ?
No. I only have one t-shirt from there. It's sitting in a box.
That's with the teddy bear.
He stole some of my pirate stuff.
Yeah, it was something. Oh, it was Scott Shannon. Maybe that's why I went PLJ.
Yes. Yeah. No, he stole some of my pirate stuff. Didn't
was
ask.
It or was it CBS FM?
No. That we threw out.
Those are in my radio pile.
I treated that shirt like they treated him.
Elliot.
Well, they did. Where was I? Oh, but no.
Go back to the original.
Yes. So the one sister.
I don't even know what the problem was now.
The sister who bought the gift is now being asked by the
receiver to reimburse her.
To give her money.
Right. And the answer to that is no.
No.
The answer to that is no.
It's tacky.
Wait, did Jones really get you a Juggalos shirt?
I've never seen you wear one.
Did he get you that or is he kidding?
He's kidding.
Okay. All right.
He's kidding.
I could see him. That's a funny gift. I could see him get it's a baseball jersey that says Juggalo.
He got you one.
I don't think so. Is it possible I got a gift I don't remember?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're a horrible gift receiver.
No, I'm not. I'm so excited to get gifts. I'm so excited.
And people are able to tell with all the thank you notes.
Oh, don't even go down that road. It's 2023. Nobody writes thank you notes except for the three people in here. That's it. Those are the only three people that write thank you notes.
But get back to the original question.
I don't even know what it was at this point.
Just
well, the original question is now, did Mike Jones... I don't think Mike Jones got me that. I don't think he did.
But he did get that cat too.
But can I ask you this? What is protocol then? What is protocol?
Not be tacky as the receiver and then say, hey, I returned your gift. Now I want cash equivalent.
So, but then answer Tyler's question. She brought it in. She returned it thinking, she said, I want to make a return, thinking she was going to get like credit or cash. And they were like, great, we'll just put it on your credit card.
Okay.
Well, now you're done.
Then you didn't get a gift.
But then did you call them and go, hey, I returned your gift? That looks bad.
Would you give them a heads up, Diane?
No, they're going to notice when they get it on the credit card.
But that looks
bad.
Wouldn't you feel bad if every gift you got me, you started just seeing pop up on a credit card statement that I returned it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why is this any different?
I don't know. Maybe because it's...
Because it's family?
It's family. And then it also wasn't like, it wasn't a Christmas gift or a birthday gift. It was just the sister was being nice saying, I thought you'd like this.
Right. And I didn't. So I brought it back. Oh, now she's going to know.
I could see
the getting out in front of it is an issue.
Well, it's not hard to imagine if in the return process you realized it was going to go back on the original purchaser's card, you would jump a counter.
Yeah,
yes, that is true.
To pull the machine offline.
No, that is true. That is true. For two reasons. Number one, why are you getting money?
Well, it's not to save face. It's just to save the money. You want the cash.
Am I going to line two?
All right, I'll keep it and just throw it away.
Yeah. Yes, that is exactly what I would do.
Poshmark.
No, I wouldn't sell it. I don't have a Poshmark account. Hi, Elliot in the morning. You'd think I would by the amount of emails that I get from them. You search once for a pair of Airwalks, and that's it. I'm sorry. Hi, who is this?
Hey, this is Serena.
Hey, Purina.
Serena,
sorry.
Purina, like the cat food.
Oh, no, I heard Rena. I had to go with something. Anyway, yes.
Rena failure.
I was just calling. What I found is if somebody sends you Amazon gift, like, you know how you can send as a gift your Amazon, you can return it, and it credits it to your Amazon account, and they never know that you returned the gift.
By the way,
I've done that a couple times.
Yeah, and that's how it should be. That really is. And you know what? Shame on the stores that do it where they return it to the credit card, because they don't realize they may be putting you in a jam.
Family rift.
No, well, any rift.
Yeah.
Again, if I took every gift that I got from Diane and returned it, she doesn't need to know that.
I agree.
Yeah, you're putting people in a sour place. No, you really are. You're causing fights. I like the Amazon thing, though. That's pretty good. All right, very good.
Oh, yeah, it is good.
Very good. Thank you, Serena. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Elliot? It's Tyler from Richmond.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Good. So I won an iPad through an Uber contest, and they sent it to me, and it was the wrong color. So I go up to Best Buy thinking I can exchange it, and the kid behind the counter returned it, and I was like, no. It's not my credit card. I won in a contest. He was like, nothing I could do. I was like, sorry, I'm not leaving without this iPad. And they were like, if you leave with the iPad, it's theft. So
oh my
I was
God.
Out of my iPad. Luckily, I contacted customer service, got through to somebody in corporate, and they were like, oh, no problem. We'll send you another one. They're
oh
like, just
God.
Don't return it this time.
Jesus Christ.
So when you, so the second that it clicks over that it's returned, if you take it, you're like, oh, no, I'll
theft.
Take it. It's
yeah.
theft. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, it was like some young kid. I was like, dude, I'm not leaving without this iPad because I'm probably not going to be able to get another. You know? And they were like, okay, go ahead and steal it.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Yes, Tyler.
Whiskey says, a gift is from a person. It's not a cash transaction. No cash equivalent for you.
Not true. I mean, it's just it's a fancier. It would be just as easy for me to go, hey, Diane, I saw this. I thought you would like it. Here's the money to go get it. I mean, it's the same thing. It is. It's just a different form of cash.
Green
That's all.
Says, better they know it's returned or they'll keep buying similar things.
I could see a little bit of that argument. I could see a little bit of that.
And Amanda says, blood on your sweatshirt, just spit on it.
Oh. Line 3. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hello?
Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Real quick, what can I do for you?
Hey, I just have really bad stories with returning baby registry items. From Amazon, they would contact every single person that got me the gifts. And then, of course, I'd get messages from my mom, like, why are you returning Aunt Kathy's gifts? Da, 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 da.
Oh, God.
And it caused so much family drama.
No, I can see that. And that's why they got it. That has to be eliminated. That's the one thing we learned out of this. If you return something, you can't, it can't go back to the person who got it for you. It really can't. No, it shouldn't.
Well, supposedly, Amazon says that they don't, you know, let the gift giver know or whatever that you're returning it, but they always did. And then I was like, okay, well, if Amazon wants to do this, so they started reimbursing the gift giver. So I would call Amazon or, you know, message with them and complain and bitch about it. And then they would give me the money back as well. Because I was like, you know, you can't inform these gift givers that I'm returning their gift when you're telling me that I'm going to get the money back because I need stuff for my baby.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way,
huge family drama.
By the way, and no, you're absolutely right. But can I also say this? If somebody gives you a gift, that's yours. It's not theirs anymore. So even if I return it, you shouldn't get the money. I have this argument with Jackie all the time. Like if it's somebody's bar mitzvah or something like that, and you give them money,
mm-hmm.
and then you find out like they bought something, and you were like, "Well, the money wasn't intended for that." And I said, well, "No,
but it's their money."
No, I know, and that's what I told Jackie.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be like Jackie will go like, "Oh, we got them a gift card for their birthday.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be used for, you know, Chipotle and whatever." I'll go, "Jackie, it's their money. They get to do the second it leaves your hands.
Right.
That's theirs. Like, and again, I'm with you."
Mm-hmm.
That may not be what you wanted them to spend it on. Same thing with a gift. The second it lands in my hands, that's not yours anymore. That's mine. So if I want to return it, that's my money. It's not Diane's money. If I want to throw it out, who cares? That's not Diane's money. If I want to donate it, which I do with probably 99.9% of things,
okay.
That's mine. So I'm all in on the money thing. That's it. Shouldn't go back to the person who bought it. It should go back to the person who has it.
So is that the root of your unwillingness to write a thank you note? You don't want to lie to someone?
I'm just going to throw it out.
I don't want to thank them.
No, I don't write thank you notes because it's 2023.
I still think a thank you note's a good idea.
For what? I mean, honestly.
To say thank you.
Thank you. You know what, Diane? Thank you. Thank you for anything you've ever gotten me.
We're done.
And here, Lashunda has a great question. Diane, you should answer for Elliot first and see if you can guess his response. Has Elliot ever asked a retailer for a gift receipt?
No.
Never. What do I need a gift receipt for?
Do you know what that is?
A gift receipt?
Yeah.
So when you give somebody something, there's a receipt that comes with it. It doesn't have the price on it, but it is a receipt to where as though they can return it and essentially get store credit.
No. Why would I do that?
No, I'm not only am I the world's best receiver, I'm also the best gift giver.
No, why are you returning it? I don't return anything. Why are you returning it?
So we should give it away too or trash it. Throw it in the garbage.
No, I've never gotten a gift receipt. Nope.